What I want to point out to the board, and especially to those who are new on the board, is that we are also tasked with making amendments to the budget, and I think where collectively we have been negligent, we get caught up in our own month-to-month agenda, is to keep the budget that we approved and then look where we are, you know, 2-3 months from now. And if we need to make adjustments, we make adjustments. That's what the amendment process is about. And we have been negligent about that. I think we've been negligent about having more of a focus on this and helping management and helping the staff accomplish the constituents of the reality, some of which is not of our own making. We make, at the national level, contractual commitments, whether it's FSRN or whatever, to have, you know, various obligations that are national for all of the stations to absorb some of that debt, and it's not necessarily a local decision to be made. Also, some of the decisions that are made in terms of the elections and how we conduct them and so on and so forth. So I think we do the best we can. I think this is the best we can. I will vote to approve this budget, but I do think that we need to have continued scrutiny and discussion about the move alone and help the station rather than see it as an adversarial situation. It is helpful to management, I hope, right, Mr. Manager, to have that assistance from the board and that input constructive. Criticism, constructive
assistance.
Thank you.
We'll go to Steve.
Okay, well, as a member of the Finance Committee, I just want to be on record.
Microphone, Steve.
As a member of the Finance Committee and going through these numbers in detail, I want to be on the record as saying that I'm not satisfied that they're reasonable. They don't add up. There's not enough revenue, and there's too much expense, and that's just the way I see it. That, to me, looking through it in detail, the expenses are underestimated, the revenue's overestimated, and it's significant. So I just want you to know that. That's coming from someone on the Finance Committee. I just don't think the assumptions here are reasonable. I don't think that hopes and plans substitute for experience. You can't say, I'm counting on making more money because I'm going to do things differently. There's no track record for that. How can you make a plan based on something that isn't even established yet? So, I mean, to me, you have to plan on what you had in the past, and if you make more money, then you adjust accordingly. But you can't plan on making more money when you don't have any guarantee that there's any reasonable reason to think that's going to happen, in my opinion. So I may have more to say later, but it's good for
them.
Mike?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Mike, Steve. First of all, I join in Lydia's sentiment of our responsibility to pass the budget so that every 2 months take a look at it and make whatever amendments or adjustments are made. Just a few other observations. We throw around the term management rather loosely. Most of these so-called managers are not holding big managerial jobs with lots of workers other than they're just workers who have been given a title, frankly. And I know that from having spent time with the interim general manager of the station. So let's not get bogged down on that. Secondly, with respect to the paid program, and certainly, because I've looked at the record, with respect to with Margaret and Sonali, they more than made their salary. Certainly earn their keep, and they also bring in lots of listeners. If we don't make this decision, that my understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, the national will make it for us. And we haven't had a terribly happy experience when we leave the national to make it for us. Finally, I want to ask you this. Do you want us to pass this budget?
I would respectfully recommend that that is what I would like to have.
Yeah. And as I say, I wasn't a general manager for 9 months, but I don't pretend to know how to run a radio station, really. I know you've been running it for the last few years. We haven't melted down as WBAI has. We've done quite well, in fact, and been able to contribute to the archives and everything else. So somebody must be using more than a crystal ball. Secondly, the numbers aren't unrealistic, in fact, if you look at them. Third,
it's impossible always to know what you're going to do. But if you've got a track record with particular general managers, a few years of managing the station so that it is not going into the toilet financially, and in fact is doing well financially, if he wants this budget passed, if he knows more about it because he's hands-on and knows what the station could do certainly better than the national board does, if we have the power every few months to look at it and amend it, if our alternative is to allow it to the national that doesn't know as much about it to play with it starting tomorrow, for the life of me, I can't understand why any of us amateurs wouldn't vote to approve this budget. And then, as we see the figures actually cut it over the course of the year, I'll bet he's going to be right. If I'm wrong, we've got a chance to amend it.
I'm going to go with
people that have a question.
I don't think that what's listed as listener support is going to pan out. I think that the corporate match is estimated higher. I think that the major donor is estimated higher. I think that, car donations are estimated higher.
All is estimated higher.
Let's see. Community events are estimated higher for income. And then, there's a whole list of expenses that seem to be underestimated. So, I can itemize them all, but we need to run through it. But I think what I want to say about all this is that, we do this in a finance committee, and we don't really have a good... it is like management and the LSB. Management does what they want. My first question is, if we pass a budget, what meaning does it really have? Do managers really have to obey the budget? And if they don't, what are the consequences of it? I don't think there are any. And
That's right, and I just relinquished some of my time. I
just want to say I don't think that we haven't got answers to our questions on these items. That's why we still have them. So we don't have a good working relationship on working out the numbers. So
we'll continue with the stats.
First of all, there is nothing so-called amendment to a budget. You make a budget and you review the numbers every month, and if you're not meeting your expenses, you cut your expenses or you try to raise revenue. You review every month, which I have done. I made reports every month when I was treasurer, and everybody here on the board just ignored it, which is why we're in a deficit now. And we'll get the audit. We'll see how much of a deficit lasts here. This budget is a deficit budget. It's, look at the numbers. We haven't even gone through the expenses. Why don't you take the group through the expenses? Nobody here is actually looking at the expenses to see, what they are and if they make sense. Is anybody interested?
Somebody
might be, but most people aren't. You didn't get beyond saying, the revenue is going to be all good. Yeah. Maybe go through the expenses, see what they are relative to the actuals, because they don't match up. Some of these numbers just are not based on reality, and I think the board needs to know that.
Correct. Ron, since I'm going to see another big comment.
Well, I don't know enough about how we got to where we are, but I saw something, I got some email, and I'm starting to get all these emails from Pacifica, and I saw something that said that if we don't decide on a budget tonight, then it's going to be decided by somebody else. Now, do we have two budgets proposed tonight, or just one? That's my key question right now.
I don't have a constructive criticism. It seems like contractors in the past have kicked the can down the road, have not, it seems like there's always a reactive to management's proposals and their reports. And there's a criticism, sharp, very sharp criticism, that I don't see any alternative. I don't see any advocation coming from the NASCAR, from the Finance Committee, other than criticisms in regard to, you know, why some of the numbers are. But I don't see any counterproposal. You know, I mean, so when you're bargaining, that's what you do. You give and take, you propose, and you put things on the table. And if you don't like it, then you put something else on the table and you negotiate. I understand that the relationships have been very difficult and they have been strained. I understand that. It seems like whenever I've gotten reports from the previous treasurer, there's been always criticism of kicking the can down the road. There has never been any kind of recommendation in regards to what you're going to counter-propose in terms of, you know, what's in the numbers. There's always criticism. I don't hear any actual productive proposals or counter-proposals.
You haven't spoken on the board and thank you first. Chris?
Yeah. I'd like to make a comment. My proposal. I'm going to end my short presentation with a motion that within 3 months we terminate payments to paid programmers. End of story. And we have to do it. The paid programmers deliver to KPFK such a pathetic and minimal audience. I don't want to pay programmers for delivering that kind of audience. The audience is almost unmeasurable by Arbitrons or any other standard. And the three paid programmers that were mentioned earlier today, I'm moving their salary be terminated within 3 months. We have to do something. The permanent paid programmers offer nothing to us instead of except for bad and misguided politics that aren't of interest to anyone. Sorry, Jim. And I move that we terminate that payments to paid programmers within 3 months.
Is that a motion?
Yes, it is.
Please do a second.
I see that nobody here really wants to do anything about the problem. We all complain about the problem, but you don't want to do anything about it. And you don't know how to create an exciting radio station. This radio station, I've got my life is full of former business from KPFK. I'm not quite finished yet, Dan. I haven't given
a second the motions are in a separate part of the agenda, item 10.
Sorry?
Motions are item number 10 to amend the budget. So you can make the motion as
well. Well, I'll just put the motion on the table.
Michael's outspoken. And we're getting your time up to you.
So this would be in the form of a question to the general manager and then a comment. The question would be if you can point out what some of the anticipated growth in personnel costs that have been reduced in this budget are, and if you can talk about what some of the non-on-air listener support proposals are, and if there's any monetary figures that you've given to those, or if it's all based on the on-air fund drive. The comment related to the question of what the LSB is supposed to do. The LSB is supposed to evaluate the budget on a quarterly basis and make some recommendations about what adjustments need to be made.
Excuse me, that's
in our bylaws.
Yep.
In any event, the difficulty is that, as was pointed out, this document is not what you would think of as a budget where you can put in a number and make it work across the thing. So the last thing I would ask from the general manager is some recommendation to the CFO based on his experience of trying to run a station based on a quote-unquote budget like this. What the national budgeting process should look like instead of what currently being done. I'm not asking that tonight, but if you could address it, yeah, so I think it would be helpful.
Good question.
We have one more minute. Ms. Cazares, could you have a I was just going to ask because I don't know enough, so I can get an opinion, but from the finance committee, what exactly are the reasons that you think the numbers are skewed as far as the revenue? Is it the projections are too high and why?
Yeah.
What do you think is reasonable? Also with expenses, is there a comparison from previous years? Is there some sort of a trend analysis of what happened during the past years and how that stands against what is being proposed? Can you respond briefly about it? We're at time on this item.
Yeah, I'd say that we did document this here, and I know it's hard to look at, but it is documented here. But I think what you want to do on these sheets is look at the projected, for the fiscal year and compare it to the budget for next year and make your own evaluation there. But we made one, and we commented on it, and I also want to say, and they're significantly out of whack, in our opinion, in my opinion. Not everyone's opinion, but in my opinion. I just want to say something about collaborating, and that is, personally, I don't see the point of proposing a budget on my own, say, as a finance committee member, if I'm not collaborating with management, and management has no responsibility to collaborate with me. We can make all the budgets in the world, but if they don't have to be adhered to, so as an alternative to that, we wait and see what management proposes and then comment on it, because that's the only buy-in we have is what they propose. That's the only thing that we can hold them to, because they proposed it. If we propose it, where does that go? I'm just being realistic. So,
I like a surprise.
So, there has to be some... What does the budget mean? We need to have some consequence to not having a budget that's adhered to, and then we'll be playing a different ballgame. So,
we are at time on this item.
Public comment.
Okay. Yes.
We
are going to our public comment number 3.
Whatever they want.
When we are looking at personnel expenses, of $1,745,000
for KPFK,
there's something very wrong here. So if I was on the board, I don't have to agree with you on everything, but I would give you those seconds, I believe. We have got to do exactly what has just happened at WBA, and that I mean trim down the fat. Remove the fat. It's there facing us. It has been there for a long, long time. The development, the area of development has been reduced by over $6,000. And just as a token, $900 was allocated for this year for the election. That's just rude. And the cab. The Pacifica, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This station has so little regard to outreach and development, never allocating, not even a stipend, a petty cash, which I requested of management when I was the chair of the CAB. But no, I was removed without process. And so, real quickly, I want us to do the right thing, and by looking at these numbers, you can figure out exactly what's going on. I say no vote, because there's no process, and I agree with you.
Thank you, Donna. You have about a minute, you can tell.
Florence is wrong. There was an effort done by myself. I've been on the kind of city for close to a decade. Put $10,000 into the budget to support volunteer programmer transportation. Management took the money and gave it to their friend. Everybody was pissed. They also arranged $300 for each employee. Those are the people that are sucking us dry, are these employees, for a Christmas bonus at 3% for management. I pointed out that management was getting 10, 100 times as much money for Christmas, and everyone in that station hated me. I don't care if they hate me. We have to get rid of half of these employees. And I love each and every one of them.
For years, I've been talking about something, and it's called Piola in Other Worlds, and it's the same thing in KPMK. All those programmers that hold on to their positions that refuse to allow new programmers to come in is because they're getting something more than money from us. They're getting power, position, influence, and they're getting something from all those interviews that every other station does and gets paid for in some way or the other.
That's
it is
right.
Not free programming we get from the programmers, so we can stop talking about what we don't have. We don't have free programmers. Secondly, the process here is a little bit stilted. I love the fact that everybody has a different opinion on the budget, but when somebody brings in ageism and tells me that I have a hearing problem because I don't understand what you're talking about, I get broke down to that. It is because if I don't understand something, I always know that there are others who may not speak up, who may not support me. I don't really care if you do, but they also have a problem. Maybe they don't care what you say, but I want to hear it. So if we all cooperate, don't insult each other, don't pretend like it's not happening, and speak clearly, we'll all understand some of what's going on.
Well, I don't think anybody said you had a hearing.
I heard it very clearly. I don't know who said it.
Bernard Dunn.
I don't know who said it. Somebody did.
Bernard Dunn.
I don't know who said it. Well, I don't care who said it. The issue is we all want to hear clearly, and we ask you to cooperate. That's not hard.
Thank you.
I may not like some of the programmers at KPSK, but I think the issue of this budget is not going to return. It's an opportunity. So I had some hardworking people at that station. Even what they are being paid now, that is cost salary, is nothing. We should be ashamed of it.
Right.
And for people to take the opportunity of discussing this budget, so kind of turn out what I would consider vehement anti-labor position is shameful. I have listened to Jim, I heard Lydia's recommendation, and I'm listening to Lauren. I think there is a way this budget can be passed, and as you go along, make the necessary adjustments that can be made. It is kind of surprising to me that there is a finance committee that waits for the budget to be completely done and brought to the House before they begin to make their comments. I think some of us are shirking our responsibility, and I make that submission with all and please all of you that this budget be passed.
Thank you.
In the 6 years that I was on the LSB, I don't recall a single time that was any kind of reconsideration or amendment or anything, and I don't think this happened since I left before. So if it's a good idea, you need to set a process in motion to do it. If it isn't, then just wait and ignore it. But having glanced at tonight, I'm wondering, under development expenses, we have $312,000 plus, if I'm reading the right thing. Not a new idea, but is there some way that we can cut down on the expenses of premiums? And there are a number of ideas that are presented, which you've probably heard of. I think they ought to be explored, including something like in-kind services, maybe. We have a wealth of listeners. Who are in all kinds of occupations and so on, other than our own programmers and their recording, which is a fine idea. In short, tap something beyond a premium and beyond just a cash payment. It's just a thought to cut down on that expense. 3 times 4, that's like over a million dollars a year just for the premium. And then under programming expenses, I noticed the largest item is the FSRM, which I'm not against, but I don't think we get much out of the FSRM, for which I don't blame them. I stress that. The point is, why pay that much money if we aren't really utilizing to the max? Again, it goes back to the whole idea of our news department and the degree that we cooperate with other stations, the degree we develop our own news, the whole picture, which brings me to the final point. and that old idea. We need to set priorities well in advance of what we want to accomplish in the station, and have the budget manifest that, and have adequate time to go over it, so it isn't a last minute thing in which some people really don't know what's going on through perhaps no fault of their own. If we really want to do budget work, it needs to, it's a year long process. We're setting priorities, going through draft, and inviting listeners to comment, etc., etc. This has not happened, to my knowledge, at all in the last decade. It could happen, should happen, but may not help today, but I'll just point out a couple of these things.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. We do have one more public comment session after the proposal for motions and amendments to the budget, which is our next item. Do you have a question about the motion?
No, I have an amendment. I'm on the first in the queue.
Okay. Are you
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. First, a quick comment. I certainly agree with Vivian that it's our job to amend the budget more or less continually, but additionally, I would go beyond that and say that it's our job to amend the budget in this meeting as well. I know Kim doesn't agree, but the fact is the bylaws don't prohibit it, therefore we can do it. The idea that we would only have an up or down vote on a budget proposed by amendment, I think is ridiculous, because the whole purpose is to review it and then to amend it and then propose the amendment. So therefore, I am now ready to proceed with my amendment. I propose that the budget be amended by eliminating two positions whose work to be assumed by the general manager, those to be the development director and the ops director. The operations director and the development director. I propose that the general manager take over those duties because we only have 24 full-time equivalents, and that will get rid of two director level higher salaries. And additionally, I would like to, since I've got the mic here, I'll second Chris's motion. I don't think we can afford the luxury of
Are you seconding his in the middle of making his?
No, I'm making my own motion right now. I apologize for stealing the motion from Chris, but I propose to, I don't think we can afford the luxury of paid programmers anymore, and I agree with Kim that we're in shortfall, and therefore I propose that within a reasonable amount of time, to be determined by management and with appropriate layoff rules, that we eliminate all of our paid programmers and just continue with our paid producers to help all of the volunteer programmers. So those are two aspects of my amendments.
The first aspect, if I understand correctly, you said your motion is to propose that the budget eliminate two management positions, which are operations director and development director,
right,
and all paid producers or programmers?
Programmers, yeah. All paid programmers, and to try to take the savings and apply them, if we have any savings, to the creation of a full-time news department with a full hour of news, as Bernard said he wanted.
Did you say full-time?
Full-time news department that will give us the hour. Exactly what Bernard asked for before.
Okay.
He'd like to have an hour of news plus the headline news on the hours.
Okay,
yeah, I'd just like to withdraw my motion in favor of supporting Dr. Wenger's motion and seconding it. Obviously, it was more clearly thought out than my extemporaneous motion.
Yes, first of all, I have a question about process. Are we going to all of us proposing amendments and then discussing it later? Are we taking one at a time? That's one question. And then I have a question before I make an amendment, if possible. Bernard, I see that depreciation, again, is in the operating budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that, that's a, I assume, a national position. I mean, our CPA and auditor last year made it very clear that that's very unusual to put it in an operation.
In my experience, it's unusual to have a capital budget and a depreciation budget in the same budget. But it has to be one or the other. So, it's legal.
It's just that the way anybody looking at this makes it seem like it's an expense.
We know,
but it's not part of an operating budget. We consulted a number of CPAs.
Okay.
So I want to amend it. I'll let that go. But the process, do you want to
I think we should go ahead and hear what the motions are and then go to that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, what is the parliamentary method of, I would like to ask Dr. Winger a question about his motion. Is that possible? And have Dr. Winger answer it.
That's exactly what a point of information is.
All right. Then, when you are proposing the termination of payments to paid programmers, you're not necessarily proposing taking them off air. It's just that if they want to stay on air, they've got to find their own sources of funding, which shouldn't be hard for one of them. But you're not proposing to take them off air. You're just proposing to terminate salaries.
Yeah, that's correct. The amendment is to fix the finances of the station.
The bachelor.
Exactly. You understand it exactly right.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's a separate issue. We have some programming issue.
Lord, and then Mike.
I have a question before I motivate my amendment. In terms of the apprenticeship program, is that the same thing as the internship program, training program? Why is it different?
The apprenticeship program is slightly different in that TPSA doesn't have an apprenticeship program, and internships are not paid. And that is a major way of contention, actually, as I understand it, for the country as a whole. They're calling that the new slave labor. That's being investigated. But no, we don't have an apprenticeship program. And it's written on that sheet.
Okay, and the other thing is, why wasn't in your budget a budget for the election
number
other than the
900? That's not election. I expect there to be enough to do that by at the end of this financial year.
Okay.
Remaining.
So I'd like to make a motion, a proposal, that we restore the same level of funding that we had for the previous election in the next fiscal year.
Point of information?
Your motion is to restore the same, when you say the same amount, that was 6,000?
Same amount that we used last year without the extension.
On the current budget, which is $6,000?
Without the extension, that incurred more than that.
Well, is there a number in the motion?
Yeah, it's on the...
Can you tell me what?
We'll get a number in the meantime.
26,507 so far this year.
Does that include the extension?
26,000 so far this year. That's what? They were never doing that this year.
I don't know. I think that up is
since what I've been in this.
Use the mic, we can't hear you.
On elections.
On elections. That was the election.
By who?
That was last year. Last election.
We didn't get the cooler in mind.
Right.
Yeah, that was during this fiscal year.
I had a series of motions that I presented in writing after the last general meeting to the anticipated special budget meeting of July 31st, which did not take place because we failed to have a quorum. I want to introduce them at this time. The first one says, move that the local station board request the general manager to immediately convene a process of strategic study and discussion with management, paid and unpaid staff, governance to listeners regarding the appropriate and sustainable level of staffing for a listener sponsor, free speech community radio stations such as KPFK. The process will also address the most effective focus of our expenditures and our staffing assignments in order to successfully fulfill our mission and ensure the solvency and growth of the station. The process shall begin immediately and should be carried forward over the next 3 months, applying to reduce the expenditures and increasing revenues during fiscal year 2014 and building the audience and the listener sponsor base of the station. Second motion, move the commencing with budget for fiscal year 2014 and continuing over the next 3 to 4 years, KCFK shall develop a cash reserve operating budget sufficient to meet essential expenses for 2 months. This would involve setting aside approximately $125,000 a year in unspent or unallocated income from on-air and off-air fundraising. This shall be predicated on the prior development of ironclad guarantees that such reserve funds would not be swept by the national office to cover shortfalls at other stations owned and operated by the Pacifica Foundation. The amount of the reserve can be reduced if normal monthly expenses are reduced over the period in question. Move that expenditures of $6,000 for the cost of a local election supervisor be added to the fiscal year 2014 budget during the course of the first quarter of that budget. This is based on TND approval of several motions recently that TND voted the LSB election will go forward and call for the posting of an opening for a national election supervisor. That, by the way, has been done. They also directed the IED to have the general manager with all five stations conduct the mailing and otherwise clean and correct the list of member and staff member roles, which may use some of the funds previously allocated for the 2013 election in the fiscal year 2013 budget. The NSC, that's the National Finance Committee, has asked that all five stations include some needed funding for the 2013 election in the fiscal year 2014 budget, since delays mean that the election process will extend well into the 2014 fiscal year. Move that the local station board mandate that the budget for the coming fiscal year should include restoration of a full local evening newscast and any necessary reassignment and reallocation of personnel. Provision shall also be made for the reimbursement of volunteer producers and interns for costs incurred in production. The fiscal year 2014 budget shall include a promotional line covering advertising in college newspapers, union publications, community-based print media in geographic areas and demographic communities who want to serve better, and KPSA underwriting on other public radio stations or advertising on other commercial radio stations so that their listeners know of our existence and particular programming. Finally, move the KPSK to adopt a 3-year plan to wean itself from the incessant on-air infomercial approach to fundraising. This involves conducting an educational and promotional campaign to convince our current and potential listeners that the station offers something unique and can only be financed by free will donation of listeners, whatever amount they can afford. We will steadily move away from the infomercial sales of thank you premiums and increase the premiums that are basically recordings or extensions of regular on-air content. These are 5 motions. They were presented in writing that were circulated to the board over a month ago, immediately after our last general meeting. Enrollment and training the station can provide, I'll repeat, increase the premiums are basically recordings or extensions of regular on-air content, some form of access to staffers, or enrollment and training the station can provide, etc. Management shall develop alternative off-air fundraising capacities such as book, audio, video, documentary, music sales. We will establish a capital campaign for major donors, making the building physically accessible, securing the parking lot and monetizing its use, upgrading, restoring facilities, etc. We will promote direct giving for specific projects and production, for example, the news department, interns and training program, etc. Place donation cups for each individual show on the website or some variant of seek request, etc. We will concurrently reduce the amount of money spent on premiums and the number of days spent fundraising or pitching on the air over that 3-year period commencing at the start of the 2014 fiscal year. Management of the LSB will carefully audit the effectiveness of these approaches during and between on-air fundraising. On-air fundraising for KPFK shall not exceed 83 days a year, and management shall set goals to further reduce the duration and increase the effectiveness of on-air fundraising, as well as to promote the development of off-air fundraising via cell phone donations, sale of content, crowdfunding online, etc.
Yes, I have a mine and general comments that I'd like us to consider. The first thing is, who are the members of the Budget Committee who are here tonight?
The Finance Committee.
Michael and
LSB Finance Committee members who are here. Okay, so Kim? It's just the three. Okay,
no. And Steve.
Could you tell me who's so the five of you?
No, Blanker's not on it. He's never come to
Michael
me.
Is here. That's okay. I just want to know who are the really, I don't want to get my time. Who are the members of the LSB who are also on the Finance Committee? Okay. Now, what I would suggest is that in the years that I've been here and prior to even coming here, this station has never had a balanced budget.
Never.
No, I don't know about ever. I can't go back to the 60s and 70s. But it's been quite a long time. My gut feeling is that we ought to approve this budget for the simple reason that if we don't do it, some other entity will decide on what to cut and what not to cut.
Sorry, that's all we're doing.
Can I say, please? And here is the reason for such a rationale, that however number of minutes meetings it takes for Bernard to meet with just our members of the Finance Committee and see where some compromise can be met between what we absolutely need to do and what can bring this in close alignment with what Steve had mentioned and Kim and a few others have commented about. Fourthly, I don't think this ought to be a wish list because I see new items being suggested. You know, we're running into a deficit. We need to get this house in order, and we can't really open, as much as I'd love a new, we can't do that just yet. We can't do a lot of other things that I've heard from this body today. It would be much more prudent, I think, for us to see to what extent we can make the budget at hand work again with the strict adherence and consultation, not just consultation, but really some meaningful sacrifices, give and take between the Finance Committee and the GM.
Are you proposing a motion?
Well, I don't want to propose it just yet. I want our body to think about this as a possibility. And again, to keep in mind, the Damocles sword is that if we don't agree to it, we may have other cuts made. It's going to go forward one way or another, with us or not. And the national may make decisions that none of us will satisfy any of us. I'd rather this body work some sort of rapprochement or work out some sort of conciliation where we can both.
You've got 10 seconds on this item.
I'd
like to make a motion that this budget not get approved until we go through the expenses and put these expenses in alignment with the actual.
Yes.
And that will include starting with the payroll, which the personnel costs, which don't even add up. The elections, which need to be included. Line 74, telephone expenses. Line 76, line 77. Line 84. Line 97. Line 99 and line 100. Line 107, line 113, 114, 116, 118. 127. All of the list, all of these development expenses through line 135 need to be reviewed and put in alignment with the actual numbers, because those numbers do not match anything.
Right.
So let's start with that, like getting with real numbers instead of just making them up.
Point of order.
And anyway, that's my motion.
We're tabling it right now.
No, I have a general.
I have a
local version of it. Yeah, point of order. Why don't we handle the motions as you are presented? Mine was first.
I'm speaking to Michael, because I think that motion was actually something we should have had before, that's worthy of a whole discussion. That's really the role of the LRG, is that kind of strategic planning to determine and to help management and come up with some ideas. I agree with most of it. I would tweak some of the wording, the shall in terms of reducing the number of fund drive days. All of the fund drive days shortened, but shall, I don't think it should be arbitrary, because the reality is come in and you still have to pay your staff, et cetera. Okay, so that's one. But the other thing is that in terms of the discussion about staff and the ratios and volunteers and so forth, this is not just a community radio station, so I would change the wording to listener sponsored, which distinguishes us from, if that was the word, unless I heard it wrong. Because most of the community radio stations that I've listened to, in particular the affiliates, they all take underwriting, they have other sources of income, and so this distinguishes us, and they also determine some of the ways in which we have to go to extraordinary lengths to raise money. And so all of those things have to be a consideration. We are at a different level in some of those, so if we have that discussion, we have to be very specific. Those would be my amendments to that motion, just those two. And and I know Jim is going crazy because that has nothing to do with budget. We can pass the budget and still say that the LSD has these recommendations. These are recommendations that are viable. And it has nothing to do with the approval of the budget per se. But it is the express role of the LSD to have an opinion about the various aspects that has an impact on the budget. So I do, in general, support it. Also because it doesn't jump to, I would have liked to have seen about the discussion about staff be separated and have that as a substitute motion. I'm not going to propose it, but as a substitute motion to Dr. Wendry's motion. Because the discussion has to take place before you go to those other events. And we have not had that discussion, not locally, not nationally.
I didn't get the
point of information. Do you have a copy of those motions? Because they're just blurred. I mean, I can't read them.
The motions were distributed in the LSD.
I need them now. You have them now.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
People are still shouting points of order.
The
point of order is specifically that previous LSBs, which I have sat on, have made motions. Have made a rule that all motions, particularly complex motions, must be presented in writing and copies distributed to all the board. You can't just expect us. I don't even have any idea what you were talking about, really.
I distributed copies of a meeting that failed to achieve a quorum.
Point of information, that the things I handed out, I didn't put the lines, but every line that has a comment are the lines that I refer to in my motion. So those are all the lines that need to be addressed.
Copies are being made
on my motion.
Another point of order. Does the Finance Committee have a recommendation? That's the purpose of a subcommittee.
I just made it not to approve until these line items have been corrected based on the actual.
That's the recommendation of the committee, not just of you.
No.
The committee made a recommendation at our last general meeting that was responded by the management.
Barely. It did not comply. We asked them to base the revenue on
I just want to know if the committee that's been studying this, which is the purpose of a subcommittee,
has
a committee on the board.
We had one meeting.
The committee has not met again.
We had one meeting, we made a motion, it did not,
Mr. Lockley, you have the floor, Mr.
Lockley.
Well, the one thing that's been said that I have complete agreement with is that this process doesn't lend itself to what we're now trying to do. I mean, Michael, I didn't happen to be at that meeting. I was out of town. You read off a lot of motions. Given my respect for you, I suspect that if I really understood those motions, I might agree with some or all of them, and I'd like to have a chance, which I certainly don't have at the moment, to consider them. To vote on them otherwise would be silly, but we'll flip a coin. We've got to pass a budget tonight. We can leave it to the national to do it. I'd prefer not to leave it to the national to do it. I prefer to do it ourselves, as I said before. I want to refer, with respect to Kim's pronouncement that she has documented how actuals don't correspond with what is in the budget that Bernard has put forward. Simply saying that is not documentation. It is simply a claim.
No.
But I'm talking now, you see. You've got to have to try to control yourself. Remember? So you may be right, but you haven't shown me anything that says you're right. You've simply made a claim. When I asked Bernard if that's true, he says, no, they do match the actuals. I don't know which one is true. I'm certainly not going to vote on a motion based on the fact that somebody who might have one philosophy about how stations should be run makes a claim that they haven't documented, and somebody else who maybe has another idea makes a claim that maybe they haven't documented. So I think all we can reasonably do in the 17 minutes that are left is to pass the damn budget, make a commitment to do what we're supposed to do, which is look at the thing every few months. It doesn't help me look at this. Look at the thing, and I certainly can't look at it simply after, but I certainly can't address all of your motions that quickly. And as Lydia suggested, develop a process by which, and I think that's what I think you were looking at, Lamont, develop a process by which we can have an actually intelligent discussion about 27 different motions that I think I've heard tonight, almost none of which I'm prepared to vote on with the exception of one or two. And I don't think any other real person could unless it's
we're at time on this item. Four.
We're talking about
15
minutes.
Yeah, we're talking
about 15.
I'll call the question.
We have an extension.
I'll move to extend for 30 minutes.
We've already done that.
The motion to extend for 10 minutes was made.
Okay, gotcha.
Is there a second?
Second. Public comment right now.
Are there any objections to extending the item number 10 for 10 minutes?
Yes, I object.
We'll take a vote. Those in favor of extending this for 10 minutes, item number 10.
What are we extending for 10 minutes?
This item, the motion amendment.
I personally think we need more than 10 minutes.
I move that all these motions be referred to the governance committee.
There's a motion on the floor, and then are you making a substitute motion?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't even finished. I don't understand. What's your extending 10 minutes?
So we're taking a vote then. There's a motion on the floor.
I made the motion.
It's 9:15.
Like, without reference to what time it is, we have the board proposes motions to amendment that have 25 minutes. That's the time that expires.
Yes.
We have later in the agenda 15 minutes to vote on the motions and the budget.
Yeah.
I want to extend the proposed motion section for 10 more minutes, followed by public comments at 7:25, followed by 15 minutes to vote.
We have to have public comments before.
Let's get the public comments.
You get the public comments before the vote.
Yeah, we've
already had public comments.
Don't you get 30 minutes for public comments?
Madam Chair, do I have the floor?
You are?
Yes.
The motion been made and seconded for a 10-minute extension.
And there's been one objection.
So a motion
if you would like
before public comment? Or
if you would like
before public comment, then what we're currently engaged in 10 more minutes.
There's a motion to extend for 10 minutes.
With public comment? No. It does not affect the public.
The public comment will take place after that extension.
So is that a motion?
Yes.
And I object to it. And
okay.
I object to it.
So those in favor of extending 10 minutes, does Adam please raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lydia, this is to extend for 10 minutes the motion. Please raise your hand if you want to extend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those who object to extending for 10 minutes. 1, 2, 3. Abstention. 1, 2.
Yeah, 10-4-3. Okay. Time is extended
for 10 minutes.
Do I have a chair? Lauren? Yeah, I just want to reiterate that Michael Novak sent out those set of motions in email way before the non-form meeting. And I'm having a lot of difficulty when it comes to this board not reading without saying the brother to their email. You know, because I read yours and I read everybody's email. And if I think it's important enough, I download it and I make hard copies and I distribute it and I distribute it to the listeners. And these motions were distributed last week in a packet that I made. And you were here, Ken. And I gave you a copy of that. So, and it was an email. So, to say that we haven't seen these is really undisciplined.
Well, two things. One is a point of information. Last year, the National Finance Committee, in the absence of an approved budget from the station, LSB, imposed the budget on the station with the, you'll recall what Bernard showed at the beginning.
Right.
That budget had a series of $19,000, $26,000 on the bottom of what was supposed to be a variance of zero. Because they treated it as if it was a document that you could plug numbers into and work out, they mandated two things. The concerns were that the station, and this is an ongoing concern, KPFK spends more on premiums than any other station in the network. We're not talking about comparing ourselves to other stations that raise money in other ways. We have a disproportionate share of our on-air fundraising with expensive premiums. And so that was a very big concern that has been addressed by management in this budget. Now, you can say, well, how can you do it? But nonetheless, there was a plan. There were various points put forward in the management proposal. There was a document that was submitted to us last month with the original budget about ways to do off-air fundraising, et cetera, et cetera. So, and that was a plan to reduce the cost of the premium, and that's reflected in this budget. The second major concern the NFC had a year ago was to cut two positions from the payroll. That was not done in the course of the year because management felt that they couldn't work within the budget as was presented, but it didn't work as a budget. But the management, my understanding is looking forward in the 2014 budget to reduce the payroll. So the payroll is not going to correspond to actual because it's a projected budget for the coming year with two fewer positions, which cannot be further commented on. So my motion, which I made last month also, is a motion to adopt the budget as presented. And then I have various ideas of things that need to be done to have a different budgeting process. There's no other thing. We've talked for 3 years I've been on the board about strategic budgeting and budgeting by priorities, and we've never done it. So these are several concrete ways to do that. One of which is to commit yourself to a 10% reduction in the number of days spent on air fundraising. So that's where that figure comes from. You guys like that?
5%, I don't care. But just set a goal that you then try to achieve, and if you don't achieve it, you hold people accountable. If you do achieve it, you set your next goal. That's all that's in there.
Can I ask you a question for a point of information? You see, when you say that, it all makes sense to me. I just haven't had a chance to... I mean, I know what you're saying. I think we should approve the budget. But then I think what we should do is... I don't know what would be more important at our next meeting. Why don't we begin to then take up... Would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to have this come up at the next meeting rather than push it tonight?
I'm not pushing it.
I don't mean pushing, but to have us try to resolve it all tonight. That's all I'm asking. 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we're not going there.